Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WooCast. I am your host, Nido Flow, and I am joined, as always, with my co-host...
Kobold Northcote.
Yeah, that was the fastest you've ever actually responded
to that. Ready this time. Mm. Well, you always give me shit like, it takes you so long to respond. It takes you so long to respond. So, I was ready this time.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm here and I'm queer.
This episode is going to be about rubber or latex. I mean, that's just... the same word for the same thing, right? Am I wrong?
It's like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not always a square. It's like same umbrella, but...
I'm sure they make rubber umbrellas.
I hate you so much.
Like a kinkster that's like rubber...
A rubber umbrella. I know some fashion brand has probably done that, like a runway look. Something stupid like that.
Probably like with Blade Runner like vibes.
That would kind of be kind of cool.
Yeah, but with like... I mean, they already had titties. Anyway, and I just want to mention that we have a sponsor. It's BigBalloonAnimal.com. Use coupon code OOWOO. That's coupon code O-W-O at BigBalloonAnimal.com. If you want to see any of the crazy, awesome inflatables that they have, nice balloons, giant balloons, fun, rideable balloons. If you're a lunar or you're lunar curious, OOWOO, check out BigBalloonAnimal.com and use coupon code O-W-O for 10% off your entire order. Thank you. Right, rubber fetishes, rubber kink gear. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
A boot?
Yeah. Let's start off, like, what's your experiences with rubber? Besides condoms that you
condoms aren't even rubber.
I know, but they call them rubbers. That's the joke.
But they're so really...
Aren't they latex?
Latex.
Well, latex is rubber.
Well, they're...
So they are rubber.
They're not... I don't even know if they're latex.
This is a mess.
Because I know they also make latex-free ones, because I know people are allergic to latex.
What is your experience with rubber?
Well, outside of condoms, I haven't delved as deep as you have into the realms of BDSM. I'm very, like, surface level. Like, I've done, like, generic... What is this?
I'm a surface level...
Are you okay?
Are you surface level kinkster?
I'm a surface level kinkster.
I'm sorry, I had two sips of alcohol. Jeez.
And you're gone.
No, that's no.
But yeah, I've done a lot of the, kind of want to say tame, like I've done things like handcuffs, and
that's
some of
not rubber.
Well, I mean like the leather and like the rubber handcuffs, the ones that like are really really tight.
Because I've never seen rubber handcuffs.
Really? Oh, they're really nice because they like. Oh. Actually hold the wrists together and you can't move. Those are a lot of fun. Because a lot of, especially like with rubber and latex.
You'd be really good at the YMCA, just the first part. Why?
That would be horrible.
To bondage YMCA.
Oh my god, get a bunch of drones to do the YMCA.
Oh, we could have
them tied up and make them letter. Like, their bodies are the letters, not just the arms.
I could try to get that set up at Gear Blast when it happens.
That would be hilarious. Yeah. But, I've done like the rubber handcuffs. I've done some of the relatively low, I don't want to say low brow, but like the relatively common leather gear. So like the stupid, like the leather.
We're not
harnesses.
Talking about leather, bitch.
Well,
I'm talking about rubber. This is not
leather.
Yes. Do you mean rubber?
I'm meaning to say rubber, but I'm saying leather. I've done like the harnesses and like the collars. Mm. I haven't done like a full body latex or rubber suit yet because I am slightly claustrophobic.
You've just like tipped your left toe in there.
Just my left toe.
Yeah.
Which
your pinky toe.
My left pinky toe.
Not even your big toe.
Hypothetically, when it comes to like kink play, like if I'm watching porn, like when I'm on Twitter.
You watch porn?
I would never.
Oh, okay, good.
But hypothetically, if I were to, I like everything from the most vanilla, mundane shit, like almost kind of amateur, all the way up to like vac bed, like someone completely droned out, like cannot move their body.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone all that far yet, though, because it's one of those things where you need to know someone just in general, and you need to know someone who you trust,
yeah,
which is a really, really important aspect, which... I'm relatively young, so I'm still trying to build up those...
I'll get into the more bondage aspect in, like, a bondage episode, because bondage is its own thing.
Well, yeah.
There's so many different types.
But, I mean, like, a lot of the kinks kind of go hand in hand.
I know, but, like, so. I have experiences with bondage that I can share in a different episode, and they Yeah.
But for me, I like it all. I just haven't done it all yet. Like, I have a really long
bucket. You just know you like it
all. I have a really long bucket list that I haven't gotten to yet. Yeah.
It's a fuck it list.
A fuck it list.
Okay, I'm going to try to think of all the things I've done with rubber. I've definitely worn many full body rubber suits. I've had custom ones made. I've definitely done the harness, all that basic rubber
the gear. Basic bitch rubber.
I've been in rubber vac beds, vac cubes.
The vac cubes are weird to me.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I just don't. Where do you enter? That sounds really stupid. Do you just like climb in one of the sides? How do they?
That's so funny. I don't remember. I believe it's just the top.
I know this is so stupid to talk about.
I can't remember. I've
always been confused about like the logistics of the vac
cube. I believe it's just, I can't remember. That's so weird.
That's what I mean.
I would just remember being in it.
That's really weird.
Not how I got there.
You blacked out.
No. Good God, no. Like, I mean, okay, so I did a rubber vac bed cube first before I did a regular rubber vac bed. And I did it at a MFF, like, kink room party.
Okay.
And so I went into the vac cube, which is taller than me. So it's a full fucking body one, not those ones where your head pokes out.
Well, yeah, it's supposed to be the ones to, like, suspend your body in midair while you're vac'd.
I don't know if it's that strong. You should probably still be on the ground. Maybe you could.
But it depends. It depends on if it's, like, a PVC or, like, a steel frame.
Yeah, I think it's just PVC because you have to transport it to a convention.
Well, it could be, like, an aluminum one.
Aluminium?
Aluminium.
Yeah.
For all the British viewers.
But I tried the vac cube, and I was just, like, I was in my motocross gear, but, you know, I took my boots off, and I was in my rubber. And then I got in it, and I think I was in my pup hood, but my problem was that, no, I wasn't in my pup hood. It was just my face. It suctioned so hard against my nose that it fucking hurt. Like, it squished my nose. I have a larger nose, but still.
Of
like,
all of the squished things it. To and have a problem with, it was your nose.
All I could think of was the pain on my nose the whole time. And, like, there's a tube that you breathe out of, obviously. Duh.
So you don't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were, like, trying to use a wand on my dick. Like, and I was just like, that thing is not going up because I'm in pain and I don't enjoy this pain.
And if you remember from one of our previous episodes, you even said that, like, wands don't always do it for you.
No, wands are boring.
Because, yeah.
No.
It's a very particular part of your penis.
And, like, bondage is very fun. I do enjoy it. But bondage itself does not, like, just make me hard. I'm not one of those guys that's like, I need bondage to get off.
It's a supplementary thing.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to do and try. But I've definitely also done stuff with, like, rubber drones plenty of times.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've pissed in a rubber urinal. Like, you know, they have the mouth thing.
Yeah. Like the funnels almost.
Yeah. At Gear Blast, there's, like, guys in the urinals that just kneel there and take people's pee all day.
Yeah.
Which is hot. A lot. It's a lot of pee.
We had two different energies. You're just like, it's a lot. I'm like, it's so hot.
It's hot, but like, I wonder if
that's a lot of liquid.
I wonder if they get stomach aches.
Like, physically, that's a lot of liquid. Yeah, like you have to.
You have phone notifications on.
No. You have to switch
out. I will kill you.
You have to switch out after a while because it's literally just a lot of liquid.
Yeah. And then they're peeing, and then it's just a vicious cycle. And the other drone's drinking it.
Everyone's,
it's like the human centipede.
I hate you so much. I hate you so fucking much.
Let's see. I've done a regular vac bed. Do they make them for
Rotunda? I don't know.
I'm actually kind of not kidding. Like, would you fit in a rubber vac? It would have to be.
Well, I wouldn't
large.
Need to really worry about it because, like, I'm too claustrophobic to ever want to do one. So I've never really thought about it. Most vac beds, being honest, are kind of like homemade. Like, they do sell.
Yeah,
them.
They are. Yeah.
But most of them are,
it's you could very just, easy.
To yeah, make. It's so fucking easy.
Instead of spending like $500 at Mr. S, but you should do that. I'll say you should use Mr. S if they sponsor me.
if we're gonna cut this out of it,
should sponsor me, Mr. S.
But you could probably just make one for someone who's plus sized. Because I'm not just like,
no, you could for sure.
I'm not just like I'm plus size like weight wise, but I'm also 6'3".
Yeah, no, he was like leaning
I'm
over
just
in the car.
Big. I'm just big. Oh,
and I have to tell this story about, we went to McDonald's. This is unrelated, but I have to because you're tall and awkward.
Oh my god.
We went to McDonald's
god.
And like I had him order because my boyfriend wanted something and I was like, I forgot what it was, you ordered. And he's like, ha, howdy. And then he went, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't even howdy. It was hiya.
Oh, hiya.
I nas hyena the fuck out of it.
He like immediately went, hiya. And then he himself went, Jesus Christ. Because he realized how loud and chipper he sounded.
We'll see.
And the lady immediately was like, what?
We'll see. Okay. He was driving. Naito was driving. And I was in the passenger seat. So I'm like, I need to talk louder so she can hear me.
She just screamed. So, hiya. And so I was just like, oh my God.
So I'm just screaming and just, I didn't realize how loud I was.
Jesus Christ.
And I started laughing at myself.
I was like, you sound so high, it's absurd.
And he couldn't even order for me. He couldn't place the order because he didn't even know what the order was.
He sounded so high. So
he's just awkwardly waiting for the order. And I finally finished laughing like 10 seconds later, and we're just sitting there at the drive-thru, and I finally say, okay, I need like a Chispy Crispin sandwich.
he fucked up the order immediately, and she's like, do you mean a chicken sandwich? And he's like, yeah.
And I'm just like, make it spicy.
God. And then you're like, I want a freezy. And she's like, do you want... And she's like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what?
100% full disclaimer, I was not high.
No.
I was not drunk.
We don't...
There
we
was don't literally do the druggies. Absolutely zero intoxication. God. I was just being a fucking idiot.
So dumb.
And I would say something stupid and then be laughing at myself.
Hiya, Jesus Christ.
Could I have a Chispy Crispin sandwich?
Chispy Crispin. God. It's funny with vac bed.
Could you add some salsa?
I went in a vac bed, and it was like at a convention, again, at a kink party. And there was like a lineup. So I post-COVID, I can't imagine doing this. But like sweaty people just getting in there one after another.
It would just
like, you're like a sweaty sardine.
There would be a pool in there.
Oh, it was gross.
It would be a fucking slosh pit.
I would never do that with COVID now.
Oh, Lord.
Just, even though I'm vaccinated. Just no. But anyway.
Wait a year. Jesus.
Even then, just with just germs, just no. But COVID I did it.
COVID really has made me a lot more conscious.
Yeah.
Like, conscientious of, like,
yeah.
We're gross.
Yeah.
Especially the people who are just,
well, like Gear Blast
we have
stuff.
To wash our hands now. It's such an, like, what do you mean now?
Yeah. I don't even shower, so.
I know you don't.
But, like, at Gear Blast and stuff, they're really good about sanitizing, like, stations after people. Because it's, like, a kink dungeon everyone uses, and mm-hmm. they sanitize the place.
The communal dungeon, yeah.
Yeah, like, the community
urinals. I've yet to actually go.
You have to have kink gear. Do you have any?
No.
You literally have to be in kink gear.
Well, I realize that, but yeah. I've just yet to go.
You need to have kink gear, and you need to... You can't get in this year. There's okay. not... Like, they invite, like, the previous years first...
Well, yeah.
You get priority over everyone.
Well, for sure.
Like, every time or something. And then mm-hmm. it opens up to, like, if those slots don't fill, it's, like, impossible to get into Gear Blast unless you've already been there, which is kind of paradoxical. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway, yeah. So, vac bag. Jesus Christ. I
can't... We cannot keep up. We went from McDonald's to the logistics of Gear Blast.
I got in the vac bed, and I tried it, and it just didn't do it for me.
I know you also have boring. I know at the time, because I know based on the timeline, you weren't really dealing with your anxiety at the time that
It didn't
long.
Give me anxiety, though.
You were fine anxiety-wise?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable in kink settings if okay. I'm with a friend.
Okay.
Because I was with, like, Carmel at the time, I think.
Okay. So people that, like, you knew wouldn't, yeah. like, be shitty.
And, like, I trusted... Yeah. I knew a lot of people at that party.
Okay.
I knew a lot of the kinksters there. A lot of Chicago Furs and stuff.
Hey, Chicago oh, Furs. Ooh, woo.
Stop dabbing. Stop dabbing.
He can't dab.
It's funny because he's not dabbing, but I can tell you he is, and you believe it. I'm leaving that in. I don't even care.
As if you don't burp constantly in this podcast.
I don't.
Well, because he edits those out, but he leaves mine
Excuse
in.
Excuse me? I would never. I would
as he yawns. As he yawns, bitch. Anyway.
But,
back beds.
Yeah, they're
this
not
has been a 10
for me. I prefer more like strapped on a table. It's just more aesthetically pleasing and fun to me.
Well, you've done
You have
the...
some wiggle room, whereas that's just like you're
okay.
a sardine.
Yeah.
And it's not as fun to me. I mean, some people like that, like completely immobile, but I'm just like, eh. I'd rather have my dick exposed too.
I've been meaning to ask you, how are like the rubber pup hoods? Like the pup hoods that are like actually made out of rubber or latex? How actually are those? They just seem like they would be
so I used
a hotter fursuit.
I used to have a rubber dog pup hood was it Rubber Dog? No, it was Black Style. I can't remember. But it was a single mold rubber one instead of like the sheets of it that Mr. S makes.
Like the neoprene ones?
Yeah, it's not like that. But this is like single mold.
Yeah. One piece of
And you couldn't hear jack shit.
Jesus.
Like it's like that's what you hear.
Were there no ear holes?
No. Even if there were, it still sucks.
Yeah.
But it's rubber. You sweat. No shit.
But how bad was it? Just, as someone who fursuits. Oh,
dripping, 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 dripping. For rubber, for me, it's an aesthetic fetish. Yeah. It is not as much a tactile fetish for me.
Yeah.
It feels, cool, but it's not the feeling that does it for me. It is aesthetic.
For me, it's kind of both. I like the aesthetic of it, but I like the feeling of rubber because it's like that smooth.
Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Real glossy. I like that.
I like getting a massage when I'm in rubber.
Well, yeah. Well,
I just like getting a massage.
Well, I mean, massages are great, hands down. Paws down. But anyway.
The best part.
When you're wearing rubber, the thing about that is because it's typically really tight to your skin, you might as well just be naked. So like a massage, depends on how thick it is.
You have lube though. It's different.
I mean, like a massage, so like it's really it's really tight to your skin. So
I guess it's different though. It's a different feeling.
It's also, side note, rubber is great for BDSM, like if you're flogging someone because you don't need to worry about breaking skin.
No, people don't flog rubber typically.
Okay.
Because you can break the rubber.
Depends on how thick it is.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean,
fuck you, Windows. Anyway,
Windows is like restart. No.
We're in the middle of recording our podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. Flogging, you should do bare skin.
Okay.
Yeah, and plus, the redness and the marks are kind of part of the hotness. We'll get into that in the bondage episode. But,
we're getting there.
Rubber, I was going to say, the feeling that is great, though, is you put a fuck ton of silicone lube in your, rubber, pants or whatever, or your rubber underwear, whatever you're wearing. And when you get a boner and then they rub it and it's just all that lube in there, it feels so good.
It just slides.
Yeah.
It glides.
Oh my God. I one time got a friend off in his rubber. I rubbed it for a long time and he got off. And then he hated the smell of cum.
Really?
It's my favorite smell. So I lifted his rubber open and just huffed it. And then he was like, and ran to the bathroom. And I was like, no, it smells so good. Don't take my cummies away.
Depends on the cum. For me, it genuinely depends on the cum.
It all smells good to me.
See,
the taste? That's a different story, but smell?
I'm someone who's very scent-based. I can very...
Me too.
I feel like I'm more particular than you, though.
Cum all smells kind of the same to me.
Not to me at all.
That's weird.
I can differentiate between, I can smell whether something will taste good or not. I have a very, very strong, smell.
To me, cum all has the same smell. That's weird.
There's the same underlying, aroma, but I can tell
the aroma of cum. Pinky out while I suck your cock.
We need to make an aroma, a cum candle.
Nope.
A cum scented candle.
No, that's all right.
That would sell. You know,
it already exists.
No, it doesn't.
If a fucking vagina scented candle exists, that does.
Isn't
Ethan Klein had a joke on him that was the smell of his butthole for charity.
Did he really?
Yes. So, believe me, a cum-scented candle exists.
I feel bad for the product testers.
Oh, God. I'm sure they just put,
what
fart juice in it, you know what I mean? The smell stuff.
Yeah.
He said, it smells awful when it wasn't lit, and then when it's burning, he's like, it doesn't even have a smell. What the hell? He's like, that's so weird. Anyway, fart candles.
Just
wow.
A real fart.
Okay, ew. We're not talking about farts. I don't care if you like farts, by the way. Good for you.
That was a future episode.
Yeah, but, I got him off in his rubber, and it smelled so good.
Even though he hated it.
Oh, God, it smelled good. I remember one time I was at...
Do you like the smell of your own cum?
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
So you could get off to the smell of your own cum?
Yeah, but I've already gotten off. So it doesn't really work that way.
Never mind.
Yeah. So I go to an event called Mr. International Rubber, MIR, in Chicago.
I know.
It's right on... Where is it?
I've never been. I wouldn't know.
Center on Halsted.
Okay.
Is where it's held.
Okay.
It's a smaller event, but
Oh, that's in Boystown, isn't it?
Yeah. I do like the event. One time, there's a little play place in the middle where you can do stuff, but you can't have your dicks out.
I don't like the term play place.
Kink play. Oh, I don't think about it like that. It's kink, whatever. Anyway, there's like a session area in the middle. And like my friend was rubbing me for like, oh my God, it was like 30 minutes. And then I finally came and I was like, and I like moaned because it was like, yeah, felt so good. And people were just watching and they were like, mm. And I was like, yeah, bitch, it's hot. I know it.
Because I mean, like, they're all into it. Like,
yeah,
99% of them.
Oh, you got like guys like down there and they're rubber and they use buffers on it, which is a thing.
What the fuck's a buffer?
What the fuck is a buffer? Jesus, what the fuck?
Today's not been a great day.
A buffer, like, you polish stuff? Like, oh, it's so that spinning thing? Like a literal buffer.
Oh, I thought like a buffer was like a kink term.
No. You literally mean something. You use an actual electronic buffer because it's great on rubber. Well, it feels great. It.
Yeah.
It vibrates the fuck out of you.
Oh, you mean to actually use it in kink play?
Yes. I thought you meant rub that on their dick while they're in rubber and it feels great.
I've never thought of that.
Yeah, it's really cool. You should try it sometime. Oh, wow. It's really cool.
Hmm.
Feels very good. But you just see these guys and like, sometimes you just see their dick outline and their boners and rubber, and they're so big, and it's just like, please, can I get down my knees and suck your dick?
Like, take it out. And occasionally, even, guys, I know you can't, but please.
Occasionally, guys have their dick out, and they shouldn't, but I'm just like, oh my God, that's huge. And I just want to go over there and be like, please, sir, may I have some cock?
I hated that.
Yeah, me too.
It was gross.
I love big dicks. They're my favorite.
I like big dicks, and they cannot lie. Yeah.
But I also ordered custom rubber from Latex.
You did.
Latex Catfish. I've had multiple. That's first one I had was a Dainese replica, which Dainese is a motocross brand, or an expensive one.
You mean the jacket that you've worn everywhere for like the last 10 years?
Yes, I have a Dainese jacket, but this is a rubber one, which they show on their website as Siamese. And I was like, I would like it to say Dainese and have the logo. And they're like, yeah, we know. They're like, no one wants Siamese.
We just can't outwardly advertise.
But they do it. Yeah. And that was like my first one, and I like coordinated it with like motocross boots, gloves, and like a pup hood.
Was it like you themed, like Naito/Shoten?
No, it was black and white first.
Okay.
Because all I had was black and white gear, so it was way easier to match.
Okay.
And then I'd have like a red accent. But then I finally got like Odin colored everything, so I don't have Odin rubber yet.
Well, I mean, it's like, aren't all of your sonos like the same pattern? Minus like the head switch.
Oh, Naito, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Like, it's the same pattern. It doesn't matter. The difference would be the tail. It would be like a little
like head tail and like,
yeah,
theoretically boots, dick as well, but it doesn't really matter.
Hair.
He's trying to trigger me with Tadric Hall songs.
Yes.
And it's working.
Because I don't know the lyrics.
No, Bells, Bells, Gifts, Trees.
See, I did it. But
you monster.
I have
you lured me in.
I have a custom pet suit, a custom like actual racing motocross suit, a custom jacket, and I gained weight and I can't fit in any of them, and I could barely fit in them in the first place. I love the person who made it and all, and he's super great. Jacket was always way too small. I couldn't fit in it. I just didn't want to.
Really?
I had had to send back the motocross like full body thing so many times that I was sick of it.
Oh.
And when I finally got it and the jacket, I was like,
fuck it,
whatever. I was like, good enough, even though it's not, I can't fit in that jacket. I never could. And it was like $700 and I'm like, oh my God,
bitch, if it's $700.
I actually liked him as a person and I felt his pain as a businessman, because it wasn't his fault. It was his production company that kept fucking it up, the colors.
Was he a furry business or was
no?
Okay.
No, but anyway, I mean, I really wish that jacket fit, because I love it. It sucks. You can't fix it. It's leather.
Well, yeah. How do like, but back to latex.
But yeah, back to latex. I would love a custom Odin. Someday, I would have to, A, lose weight, because I just like being a twink and rubber. It's more appealing for me and my body type. It's what I like to
look. Plus the fact that all of your like kink gear is built for twink you, not...
Yeah, pretty much.
Not post-COVID
not
you.
Not rotunda.
I mean, everyone is fucking post-COVID.
Some people actually worked out because they're smart.
Can't relate.
Neither can I. let's see. And then, yeah, it was fun to like finally get other Dainese suit. Like, I got another rubber one, and I like actually got Dainese boots. I got Dainese gloves, and then I got a pup hood to match.
How expensive are like just like a pair of boots? How much would that be? Like,
if it's real motocross boots,
like actual Dainese.
About $270 to $350.
Honestly, not too bad. Like, I know, yes, it's expensive.
I love my
boots. As compared to your fucking Skechers. Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, no,
they're amazing.
But they also, I mean, your jacket's lasted you how many years?
Yeah, my jacket was about 700.
But it's lasted you how many years?
And my custom motocross full body suit was $1,800, which is amazing for a custom, considering if I wanted a custom size Dionese one, it would have been like $2,500 to $3,000.
Yeah.
So it was cheaper. I mean, granted, it's still, I can barely fit in it. But, I mean, he's good. I'm not going to say who made it now because I don't want to say it in a negative context, but he's normally good.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, the full sensory deprivation masks?
I like it as a dom. This is, like, part of me, like...
Oh, the claustrophobia again?
Yeah. I like doing...
You should work on that because I feel like you'd end up really liking...
You should work on your claustrophobia.
No, you can slowly work on it over time. I'm not saying, like, you should get over it immediately because I'm not a dick. I understand it takes time and exposure therapy, but I'm saying you should work on it over time, and I think you'd
have fun. I have gotten a little better. I'm not as bad as I was, like, when I first started, like, kink play. Mm-hmm. Like, I have gotten better. It was to a point, like, when I first started, I couldn't even do things like handcuffs because just the thought... And, like, a lot of it was mental health. It had nothing to do with, like, just claustrophobia. It was, like, anxiety, depression. Like, I was anxious at the thought of, like, not being able to move my hands apart from each other and shit like that. Which,
and
post-medication, I have gotten better with.
And also, bondage in general is a lot of trust.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, you're anxious about it. It's placing so much trust in someone else.
Yeah.
We'll get into that more in the bondage episode, because I know that's a crossover, but, yeah, it's a lot of trust.
But, like, the sensory deprivation shit, like, the drone stuff almost.
Yeah, rubber drones.
I really love that. That's one of my favorite things to do as, like, a dom. I love drones so much. Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
There's my one friend who has a big cock, like, 7.5 inches, and he's a drone, and he really likes when you, like, tell him, like, you're just a useless drone, aren't you? You're going to come for me.
I love that.
He loves the verbal confirmation while you're, like, doing stuff with him. And I'm so bad at verbal play. It is not my forte. I really don't like it. Like, I'll throw insults because it's fun, but I'm not good at verbal play.
I will say I'm really good at text play, which I know sounds so stupid, but I'm really...
Role play.
Not even role text play, role but, play. Like, telling someone what I'm going to do to them. I'm good at actually physically performing it, and I'm good at telling them what I'm going to do to them.
That's a really good starter point is to, like, people that don't know what to say to, like, be kinky in bed.
Just
start by
typing doing, some shit out.
Start by saying, like, literally saying what you're doing, like, I'm gonna fuck you, and then you fuck them, and you're like, yeah, I'm fucking you so hard. Like, you fucking the useless easy... piece
of property.
Okay, yeah, like, well, that's a little more advanced, but all right. Drones are very much into that, but yeah. There's one person
drones are
that
a lot of fun.
When there's like a stage thing, he was in full drone stuff and they just put him behind the stage and just left him there while they
were
doing the stage
thing.
That's
fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's...
Oh, we also joke. This is something that like a year or two ago you found out about me. I love...
Go on. They don't see what I just did.
Go
on.
You just fucked
I don't want dead air. I don't want to have
you
to...
You just fucked my finger. Anyway.
What? That's not what happened.
Well, what'd you do then?
I gave the okay symbol and placed it upon your finger.
Daintily.
Anally. Ew. Go on.
Anyway, the table. The table? I want to be a table.
Oh, do you actually, though?
Not really. I really like using someone as...
But I thought you wanted to be, like...
I did until claustrophobia. Like, hypothetically, I would want to be... But claustrophobia is just like, hi.
I mean, you'd be like a full dinner, like a dining
I would be
room
a,
table.
I would be like an 18-person dining table.
Yeah, you'd be like the full, like, Game of Thrones table.
I like reducing someone, like, being
white
able...
White wedding on your fucking
red
belly.
Wedding.
Shit.
White wedding is
damn
just
it, I
literally
know.
Any
I,
other
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, okay.
What the fuck was that?
That song?
I'm not 80, I'm sorry.
You know the song White Wedding.
No.
It's time to start again.
Who is that?
Oh, now you put me on the spot and I forgot their name.
God damn it. Say in the comments, guys, if you know who the fuck this whore is talking about.
They're very famous. That's a very famous song. I just don't really like old rock.
Even though I don't know who it is. You don't know the name of the song. And you don't know the...
I just don't really like old rock. Moving the fuck
Anyways,
on.
Furniture. I love turning someone into like a... Not turning someone into a piece of furniture... But using them as, like, an item. Like, getting someone like on all fours, wrapping them up in like a latex mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Eat some sushi off their back.
And using them as like a coffee footstool. Table or like a footstool.
Oh, I've used pups as footstools.
I love that.
I mean, next episode should be a pup play. What the fuck? How do we not think of that yet?
Next episode.
Yeah.
Doi.
That's what I just said. Next episode.
Or the episode before this, whenever we post this.
Okay, furniture.
Furniture. It's so much fun to do that to someone. It kind of falls into like the drone category, especially. But that's one of my favorite things. And I would do it. I would have someone turn me into a fucking coffee table.
That's such a headspace to feel that useless.
Oh, yeah.
And yet useful because you're a table.
Yeah. But.
That's so. Man. Headspace is a whole. It could be a whole episode on
but
its
But there's
own.
This. I know it's not related to like. And I know we're never going to cover it otherwise. But there's this one like set of pictures that I found online years ago. Of there was a guy who was put in a full body cast, laying on his back with both of his arms and legs up in the air. And they did a full body, like...
Did they do a glass table on top of
him? And
that?
They put a glass... they put a glass table on top of him with just his dick and, like, his nose popping out of the cast. Otherwise, his entire body was covered in the plaster cast. And it was so fucking hot. And in that moment, I realized, I want to do that. I mean, to someone or to myself.
It's hot if you're into The Mummy Returns or some shit, but all right.
The Mummy Returns.
It does look like a mummy, though, and it's white yeah. plaster. Yeah. There's also liquid latex, which I've dabbled in a tiny bit.
I've never even...
Oh, my God. Lion Dog Ari does amazing full body, like, he'll paint you as a Doberman.
Really?
With liquid latex. It takes many layers.
Well, yeah.
But, like...
I mean, any
I always
does,
yeah. wanted to have that done to me, but... I mean, he's a busy man, but I, oh God, that'd be so hot. I'd have to lose weight, but like, oh my God.
You and me both, sister.
And also, there's nothing wrong with being bigger, by the way. I just personally, like, personally, my preference for my own body mm-hmm. is to be skinnier. I do not have any issue with heavier guys, because believe me, bellies are fucking hot. Okay. Ooh-hoo. Yeah, I love bellies. But the only liquid latex play I've done is, my friend had like a goo fetish.
I love goo.
Right. I don't. But okay. he had a goo fetish, so he would get like a boner, and then I would paint the liquid latex on it, on his dick and balls.
Yes.
And man, that made him rock hard.
Yeah.
And then like it like settled, and I'd kind of jerk him off into it.
That's really hot.
Yeah, he liked that.
Similarly, I used to do that with...
Simile. Salsa?
Where am I?
Yeah.
Salsa?
Just threw you off, didn't I?
Where the fuck was
I? Liquid latex?
Oh, with like the liquid latex over the dick. Once again, not related, but I know we'll never cover it with another episode. I used to do a lot of wax play. And like I would get...
That's under bondage.
I would get someone hard, and I would like cover their dick with wax.
Ow.
And I would do it like multiple layers. To eventually like I took a cast of their dick, and then I'd put like a wand on it. And vibrate like the cast of like the wax cast of their dick.
So you made a dick candle. You should have, like, put a wick in it afterwards and, like, burned it.
Like, done, like, a sounding, like, put a wick down
there. Oh, fuck, no. Not what I was thinking. Ow.
Well, I wouldn't, okay.
Okay, but, like, ew.
I wouldn't let it get all the way down to the...
Oh, my God. Anyway, moving the fuck on.
You
made it horrible. You made it horrible.
You made it horrible.
No one wants a rope in their dick. That'd be the worst lawnmower
someone out
ever.
Here. I want someone to say in the comments, you want a rope down, you want a wick
Stop,
down
your...
You
little,
want a wick in
your
dick.
Little useless candle.
You
want to
be...
You little fucking wax whore.
You
want to
be a little wick dick, don't you, little bitch?
You wick dick bitch. Wow. That's a wick dick bitch. What the fuck?
Where am I?
Oh my God. That's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You also asked earlier about rubber pup hoods, because there's other ones. Why the fuck? My head just was like, boop, back into podcast mode. But there was the one, the rubber... Don't throw me off, you piece of shit.
This was like 10 seconds after I said...
The rubber pup hood was... There's the, like, one mold cast ones, and there's also the, like, ones that are, like, the neoprene ones, where it's multiple pieces.
Well, that's not latex.
It's rubber. I'm talking about the rubber ones that are made like the... You see it's like
okay.
sheets of rubber cut
yeah,
rather okay. than one mold. I don't like those because like the muzzle's super floppy. Like they'll turn and it'll be like... and it just like wiggles and I'm like, that doesn't... I don't like that. And like rubber doesn't hold its shape. To me, for pup hoods, the best pup hood is neoprene, followed by rubber, followed by leather. I think leather's the absolute worst.
Because, really?
Oh, leather muzzles don't hold their shape. They always look crooked or fucked up, and they look... You just can't get them right.
Well, can't they, you, like, they won't hold stuff their shape. It with something?
What, dick?
Shut up.
I mean, you could, but that would be stupid. Like, it's meant to...
It would defeat the purpose of...
Yeah. They just... I don't like rubber... I don't care if you, or I don't like leather hoods. I don't care if you do. That's fine, but it just, eh.
You don't want someone to quickly turn their head and for their entire muzzle to be like,
it's funny.
Like, yeah.
I mean, we haven't really talked about, like, full body suits that much. Like, they're called cat suits, by the way.
Full body suits. Are they really?
You didn't know that?
Well, I know they're called cat suits, like, in the realm of costuming.
No, they're literally rubber cat suits.
But they're still called cat suits?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I thought there'd be like...
Catwoman.
I know within the context of like, especially like Catwoman kind of, like that's the term.
Cat suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I didn't realize like even within the realms of kink, like they're still called a cat suit.
As far as I know, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why sometimes like I have a cat suit and people are like,
I thought y'all would be more creative. Anyway.
Okay, well. Anyway, you can get really... They're... Sponsor me, but latex catfish, you can get really cheap custom ones. The downside is you'll wait 30 years, but
I mean,
you'll get it cheap, and they do an okay job.
We're talking to furries here who will wait 10 years for a fucking fursuit. Yeah.
It doesn't last forever is the downside. Like, latex catfish is pretty cheaply made, so it'll last you, like, a couple years. You kind of get what you pay for.
Yeah.
But if you want to go, like, expensive rubber, you're gonna pay out the ass.
Well, yeah, because like, it'll also last. Indestructible rubber,
like... Yeah, there's skin tight rubber, all those brands.
I mean, you think leather lasts? Fucking rubber will. It'll stand the fucking test of time.
It's the glue that's the problem, often.
Well, yeah. Which is where if it's made well, it
so my last cat suit that I had, I was sucking cock.
Meow.
Oh, it was a nice uncut cock, I believe. Anyway, I was sucking dick, kneeling down, like because I had my boots on, so you can't be super comfortable. But I was like kind of squatting while I was sucking dick.
Yeah.
And then. The ass zipper
burst.
Like, not just the zipper itself, like, it ripped completely. Like, it was
just
destroyed. You cannot fix that scene.
Just like your real ass.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
Great. But I was just like, well, there goes that cat suit. And you're just like, that's how it goes sometimes. Like, I've also seen other people. There was a scene that they did where he was in his cat suit and it was like, he was kind of a send-off for it.
Yeah.
So they all fucking ripped it off his body as they're doing stuff to him.
That's really hot.
Which is really cool.
Had to be expensive, though. Unless they, like, purposely...
Well,
like
it was already, like, starting to go.
Like, end of its lifespan, yeah.
End of its lifespan. It's like, why not make a hot scene out of it?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's really hot.
Yeah.
I need to find that now.
I can ask him for it.
Could you?
Yeah, I know who it is.
Thank you. That's for later. Oh, whoa.
Ewoo. Ewoo.
Ewoo.
It's gross. Ewoo.
Ewoo.
Ewoo. Hello, please.
Ewoo?
If you've made it this far on the podcast, please comment ewoo. Ewoo.
For some reason, I'm just saying emu.
Not ewoo.
I'm thinking of
not
emu. I'm thinking of like an emu. Like a,
not an emu. Ewoo.
Those Australian fucking birds they declared war on.
Ewoo.
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 Ewoo. Okay, we're dumb.
But, I'm just thinking of, like, what an E would look like. It would look like the squinting, like...
An E looks like the letter E, you fucking idiot.
Well, a lot of people use an E.
Do you not know how the letter E goes? You're colorblind, not letter blind.
Well,
idiot.
The lowercase...
How dare you?
A lot of people
I'm just going to keep berating you so you can't finish your sentence.
I'm going to kill you.
Daddy, chill.
The lowercase E looks a lot like a squinty eye, so I'm just imagining, like, a... like a squinting little face, like, what the fuck?
Salsa?
Salsa?
I don't get it.
Anyway.
I think that wraps up rubber. Ha! Wraps up. Again, this is a surface level covering of it.
Well, what are you? In terms of like dom sub, like you do it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's typically...
Is there anything you won't do? Is there anything
what
like...
What do you mean?
I mean, like in terms of rubber, is there anything you're just like, no, I won't do that again, like rubber? That you won't do or you've done and you won't do it again.
I don't love the vac bed vac cube thing. Would I like hard stop never do it again? No.
Outside of the whole nose thing. Like pinching your nose.
I tried it again with like my nose different, but like hard no for rubber? Mm-hmm. Like, what would there even be a hard no?
I don't know. So I'm asking you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. You can also do rubber sleep sacks. We didn't cover that.
Rubber what?
Sleep sacks.
Like sleeping, sexing with someone who sleep.
Oh, am I okay? Okay. No. A sleep sack is, it's a bondage device where you get in it and it has like clasps or ties.
Okay.
And then you're like, in, you're kind of like in a cocoon.
Like the almost like a mummification
kind of thing. Yeah, it's like a mummification, but okay. You can keep doing it and you don't have to spend a lot of material and time.
Okay.
Yeah, there's rubber ones too. So you just sweat like a motherfucker. That's sort of the
point. I mean, that's like rubber in a nutshell.
Oh, I do have a rubber story. Tell me. So I was wearing my full body rubber and everything for a long time at MIR, I believe. And then I went over to someone's house at a party afterwards.
Yeah.
And my back started to fucking tingle.
Excuse me?
Like kind of like you sat on your arm and it's like that tingle where the blood
like
is
the like the pins and needles almost.
Pins and needles, exactly what it was. And I was like, I need to get the fuck out of this before I get actual nerve damage.
You've mentioned that to me before.
Yes, because it pinches so, it was so tight that literally like the blood wasn't flowing properly.
What the fuck?
And if I were to keep wearing it, I would have had actual nerve damage. If you start to feel that, you need to get the fuck out of rubber immediately.
Really?
Yes, you need to get out.
Well, now I know.
Your body's like, stop. And like, you've... often you when you wear rubber, you'll get like blood blisters where like the creases are on your elbow and stuff. And that's very common. That's not a big deal.
I mean, like similar to like, imagine like when you wear really tight jeans.
Yeah.
Ironically, both Odin and I.
Yeah.
That happened just recently. If you wear really tight jeans, imagine that, but amplified with rubber that's even tighter.
Yeah. So rubber, we have to talk about suiting up.
Suiting up?
Because suiting up in rubber is the most inconvenient motherfucking thing.
It really is.
It.
Like, I'm sorry, you gained 2 pounds?
No.
I'm sorry.
It's just the, like, you have to lube the motherfucker up.
Yeah.
And then you have to squeeze that fucker over your body. It doesn't matter. It's sized right for you. It's meant to be small when you put it. You have to squeeze that shit over your body and then awkwardly, like, shimmy it over your shoulders. And
for anyone who's ever had to put on too tight of skinny jeans or, like, too tight of pants.
Again, that times 1,000.
Yeah. And just amplified.
And the funniest fucking thing.
It doesn't breathe.
No.
You're going to be sweating.
No.
It's so hot, but it's...
But I'm talking about suiting up.
Yeah.
One time, I forgot that I had rubber socks on, got in the tub, immediately, like, whoop! Right on my ass. Like,
really?
The second I slipped in the tub, it's like, silicon lube, whoop, following your ass. Like, you just forget, and it's like, yep, that's going to fucking happen. Silicon lube, whoop. You gotta lube your body, you lube the suit, and then you squeeze into it, and then you zip it up if you can by yourself. Usually you can't. You need someone to help.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking process. And I love the aesthetic, but goddamn, it's so much work.
I mean, that's like mersuiting kind of, too.
It's no, mersuiting's not as much a walk effort. In the goddamn park compared to rubber.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But the aesthetic
extreme mersuiting.
But rubber is such a great aesthetic. For me personally now, I don't... If I were to do a full rubber suit, it would be once in a goddamn blue moon. Now, I'd just probably do a motocross top and maybe rubber pants.
How do you feel about the people who do the... They'll get, like, a custom rubber suit made and will then get, like, a... They'll wear, like, a fursuit head with it.
That's hot. It's an odd look.
Do you like that?
But it's hot because it's kinky.
I know some people, they kind of, like... It almost looks like poodling because, like...
Yeah, no,
it's the really big head.
It is really awkward. But I just think it's hot because it's two kinks.
You still like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing I'm not familiar with rubber is like the people who get the inflatable rubber suits.
Yeah.
I don't know jack shit about it.
Yeah. I can't really speak on that either.
And the aesthetic when the like whole head inflates, I can't help but laugh. It looks so ridiculous. No offense to you. Like, really?
Yeah.
But objectively, I wear diapers. I can fucking say this. Objectively, that looks fucking
hilarious. Outside looking in, yeah.
Yeah. That's funny. So I don't know about that. I can't believe I forgot to talk about suiting up earlier. Yeah, that's important. Because, God, it's a process.
It's a... Yeah.
And you can get rubber bandanas. I have a little paw print rubber bandana.
Rubber bandanas.
Yeah. You can get rubber everything.
I mean, you really can.
Yeah.
It's one of the easiest things to manufacture. Because it's literally just cast.
Well...
Or molded.
When you just cut it. For a bandana, you just cut that shit out and use rubber glue.
It's true.
Like, rubber's very easy to work with. It's easy to fuck up, too. But... It's cheap.
Yeah. So,
a lot of companies that do rubber stuff. And if any adult companies want to sponsor us, you know, hit me up. I think that mainly covers rubber, though, for this episode. Yeah. What about some questions, North? I'm sure you have them immediately ready now that I've asked.
Well, we don't have any questions.
Oh, we don't.
Y'all are slacking. So,
Okay. And also, this is our third in a row we're recording.
Well, that's true.
So, of course, but we haven't got new ones. But yeah, ask us questions. Like, totally do that.
So, take right now.
Take right now. Iwoo.
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 Go right now. And either right now or at the end of this video. Be sure to leave a question. Also, while you're down there, just like in general. Like, subscribe. You know, the whole shenanigans. Please leave a question. Because we know you have them.
Yeah. About any kink or anything.
Whether it's like a follow-up to this. Dating or just advice. Like a follow-up sex to advice. Like rubber. Or just future kinks. Sex advice. Relationship advice. You know.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Do it. And yeah. That's the rubber episode. What about where can you find this podcast, Noah?
Well, you can find us on Amazon Music. Mm-hmm. Podbean. Mm-hmm. Audible.
Mm-hmm. There's one more. I know that.
Why are you... Just the way that you're doing the...
Because I'm honestly, if you get it, there's one more.
There is one more. And I know what it is.
You do?
I do know what it is.
What is it? Don't caress me. Ew.
I didn't caress you. Ew. I barely touched you with my middle finger.
Are you stalling for time?
I am stalling. I can't remember what the last one
no,
is.
No, you're so bad at this.
I thought I finally remembered.
It's only four.
Fuck.
I don't remember because it's not my job to remember.
I thought I finally fucking memorized it.
We're just going to keep going and filling the air in because...
So what did I say? Podbean, just... Amazon Music, Audible.
Is there another one?
I swear, I'm remembering even less now.
What the fuck? Just read them. You don't have it open now?
I thought it did, but it logged me out.
And we might be able to eventually get this on iTunes. We'll see.
Yeah.
It might already be on iTunes by the time you hear this. We don't know.
Yeah. I think iTunes would allow it, but I do need a marketing explicit. So.
Yeah.
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 So, North, where can you find us?
Well, you can find us.
This is his one job, guys.
I thought I could remember. It was four things, and I apparently couldn't fucking remember it. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
You can find us.
Yes.
On these wonderful websites.
Called?
Which are.
Yes.
I clicked the wrong
button. Keep. North? What websites?
You can find us
on. www.
You can find us on Google Podcasts, the Podbean app, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible.
What did you forget?
Google Podcasts.
That the most probably listened one?
Well, Spotify is the main one.
Oh.
I'm not sure how I fucking forgot Spotify.
iTunes will be the most when we can fucking do it.
Yeah.
I would think.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But anyway,
Tim Cook, I swear to God.
If you like this episode, please check out Odin Wolf on Patreon at patreon.com/OdinWolf. It doesn't support this directly, but it does help out. And it helps. It's how I pay North. Because I don't make episode. I don't pay, make. Help, I'm having a stroke again. I don't make money on these yet. I just lose money. So if you want to support Odin, please do. And what's also, up? There's awesome merch at odinwolf.storemv.com. That's odinwolf.storemv.com. And then there's something else.
I mean, if you still have any money left and you still want to support, you know, me, you know, broke college student, I guess if you want, you can support me at patreon.com/koboldnorthco. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't have any merch yet.
Sorry. So, if you're into rubber, let us know in the comments too.
Yeah. Leave questions. You better.
Well.
We're watching.
That's this week's WooCast and, Iwoo.